We're going to do Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis of Masechet Shabbos. We're holding on Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis at the very top of the page at Tanya. So once we mentioned in the Mishnah the reason that women die when they are in childbirth, the Gemara brings a brisa that explains another reason that they die, and we'll discuss other punishments that come because of particular averos. Tanya Rabbi Natsumer, Bavon Nidarim, Mesi Ish Shaladam. Because of the avera of Nidarim, a person's wife will die. Shnemar, if you don't have the what to pay, the karbanos and the hektashos that you had promised with, then Hashem will take your wife from you. Rabbi Omer, ba'avon nedarim, because of a failure to fulfill one's nedarim, banim nesim kshen ketanim, once children die when they're young. Shemra al titen es picha lachtias besarecha, v'al tom lefnei amalach, kishgagehi, lo meyiksof elokim al kolecha, v'chi belas ma'ase yadecha. Don't allow your mouth to take nedarim because you might not be able to fulfill those nedarim, and then you'll cause your basar to suffer, and that means that your children, in ma'asei yadav shaladam, and your own ma'asei yadayim will suffer. What is the person's ma'asei yadayim? Aviyom is a ban of ma'asav shaladim. That's a reference to a person's children. Tarabban bavon nedarim ban of mason to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda nasi omer bavon bittel Torah. Machlokas, what causes a person's children to die? Is it nedarim or is it Bittul Torah? So Bishlam on Yamar Bavon Nedarim Kida Amaron. If you say that it's because of Nedarim, I understand, like we said before in the name of Rabbi, that it's from the Pasuk Al Titein Espicha. Elaman Yamar Bavon Bittul Torah, my Kra'av. Where is the Pasuk that indicates that Bittul Torah causes the children to die? The Chsivah Shavi Kesi Espinechem Musar Lolakachu. You think I killed your children for nothing? I did this because you didn't learn Torah. Even if you hold it's a result of Nedarim, it's from that same pasuk. It's because you lied about your Nedarim that I punished your children. Wait a second. Rabbi Danasi is Rabbi, and Rabbi's one that said that it happens as a result of Nedarim. And over here in the second brisa, he disagrees with Rabbi Lazar, who says that it's a result of Nedarim, and says that it's a result of Bittuzara. Says Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. In the brisa, the first brisa was after he had heard what Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon said, that it was because of Nedarim. That's when he changed his mind to conform to that shita. Pligi Rabbi Chivar Abba Rabbi Yossi, Chad Amar Ba'avon Mezuzah, V'chad Amar Ba'avon Bittul Torah. It is a machlokas why children die young. Some say it's because of the Yavera of Mezuzah, and others say because of Bittul Torah. Now, the Gemara explains the makar for each of the Amoraim. L'man Yam Ba'avon Mezuzah Mikra Nizr Shlefanav. The one that says Ba'avon Mezuzah darshan's the pasuk to what came before it. L'man yirbu yimechem v'mei b'neichem is darshan on the pasuk that precedes it, meaning l'man yirbu yimechem is arichas yamim, and v'mei b'neichem is children should continue to live long lives, goes on the pasuk that precedes it, uchsaftem al mezuzos pesachal v'yisharech. It's about mezuzah. V'lo l'fneifanav. But we don't go to the pasuk that precedes that, which says v'matim es b'neichem, the daberbam, which talks about Talmud Torah. U'lmad yam rabavon bittul Torah, mikra nizh l'fanav, u'lfneifanav. But if you hold that it goes on Bittul Torah as well, then a person's children will die young, then you say that the pasuk could go on not only with that which precedes it, but that which precedes that which precedes it. Pligivar Amev Rabbi Yehuda, Chad Amar Ba'avon Mezuzah, Chad Amar Ba'avon Tzitzis. But then there's another opinion, another machlokas, whether it's Ba'avon Mezuzah or Ba'avon Tzitzis that children die. Bishlam, Man Yamar Ba'avon Mezuzah, Dichsim Chsatim Al Mezuzah, Spesach Luxim Vashel, Man Yabu Yimechem Vimlechem. If it's about Mezuzah, I understand. I see the flow, the sequence of the psukim. It says mezuzah, and right away that you do that so that you shall have long life and your children shall have long life. Al man b'yomer b'avon tzitzis my time of. But why would you associate it with tzitzis? I mean, why would we associate death of children with failures and tzitzis? Amar of kana v'itema shila mari d'chsiv. We darsh in the pasuk because of the bittul of knafecha, the tzitzis, knafayich, we find that there's chavos dam nefashos of evyonim nikiim, that people die who are evyonim nikiim, children who are naki mechet, who don't have, didn't even have the opportunity to do an aveira. That same pasuk might be teaching me that it's because of mezuzah. she'asu psachim kamachteres, that they made their doorways like a cave, which is potter from mezuzah. So the pasuk is complaining about how we find the doorways of the Jewish people in improperly adorned. They don't have a mezuzah, and so they treat their doorways as if they're potter from mezuzah. And then the pasuk says ki al kaleila, because of that he kisyes b'neichem, the children are going to die. So once we say because of tzitzis, banim meisim k'shem k'tanim, so the Gemara brings the great schar for someone who observes the laws of tzitzis. Amar Reish Lakish, kol hazoi b'tzitzis. Someone who's careful about tzitzis, zocha u'misham shenlo shnei alafim u'shmona meos avadim. He will have 2,800 avadim. So the schar of the mitzvah of tzitzis that a person does on the knaf of his beged, each knaf of his beged will have 10 people from each nation that want to serve him. So there are 70 nations, 10 people from each makes 700. On each of the four corners, that makes for 2,800 avadim, all because of tzitzis. Now we're going to go through the punishments that come for other averos. The simon for the averos that we're going to mention are sana, sinas chinam, chala, truma, nigzelas, dina, shavua, shifchusha, which is shifchusam, giluya, which is kilirayas, and avlusa, and nivalpeh. Tanya, v'necham yomer, bavon sinas chinam, as a result of sinas chinam, meriva rava b'toch beis ha-shalag, and there will be more quarreling in a person's house. V'ishtam ha-pelas nefalim, and his wife will miscarry, v'adav b'nosav, shalag d'meisim k'shen k'tanim, his children will die young. V'lozer v'yomer, bavon chala, as a result of failure in a first chala, ein bracha b'mechunas, the person will not have bracha in his wine and his oil that he has gathered together, that he has stored away. Ume'irim mishtalachas b'sha'arim, and prices of wine and oil are not going to work out to his benefit. Zorin zrayim v'achirim, when he's going to plant, and other people will eat that which he planted. Shneim ra'afan yeses osochem, hivkadi aleichem b'hala, es hashachafas es hagadachas, mechal esinayim, and medivos nafesh, uzratam lurik zorachem, va'achluhu ayve. Don't read it as Bahala, but Bechala, that Ba'avon, because of the Avera of failure of Hafrashas Chala, that's why I'm going to cause all these terrible things to happen. And if a person is Mafresh Chala and gives it to a Kohen, then he's going to receive blessing in all these areas. Shnemar, Reishas Arisasechem, Titnul Kohen, Laniach, Bracha al Beisecha, will bring great Bracha to your house. Ba'avon, Bitul Shumus Amaisos, Shemaim Netzar, and Mila Horit Halumatar. For failure to be Mafresh Shumus Amaisos, the heavens will not provide the rain and the dew that they're supposed to provide. The hayoker hova, and there's going to be very high prices. The sachar v'asachar avad, and the profits are going to be all lost. People are going to be chasing parnasa and they're not going to be able to find it. Shenemar, how do we see from this pasuk that this is the source for any of these things? The because Saya, the things that I was mitzvah you, the mosachama in gam chom, in the days of the summer and months, which is the time that you gather in your grain, the time for Shumas Maisos, v'lo asisim, and you didn't do it, you gozlo michem me mishalik v'imosag hashamim, when there is years of famine, and things are going to be very expensive, and you're not going to make any money, and there's not going to be any parnasa. V'imnosnin, but on the flip side, if you do take care of your responsibilities of Shumas Maisos, mizbarachin, then you'll have great bracha. Shnemer, hevios kol maisos beis otzer v'yitarif bevesi, o b'chanuni nabazosam, rasha. What does it mean? Hashem is going to open up the heavens and provide bracha ad b'lidai. Amar Rami bar Rav, Amar Rav, ad she yivlu sifsosecha milamar dai, till your lips are worn out from saying dai. Bavon gezel hagovai ila. Ola, because of Gezel, there's going to be a certain grasshopper plague that's going to ruin all the grain. Va'rav hoven, there's going to be a famine. It's going to get so terrible that people are going to eat their own children, the flesh of their own children. Shemar shumra davar zeh paros habashin asher bahar shamron ha'oshkos dalim harotzos evyonim. Amar rav ha'kugon hani nashi de mechuza, like these women of mechuza in Bavel, da'achalon v'la'avadon, that eat the money of their husbands and they don't work and they don't do anything to provide for the family. So there's, it's as if they're stealing from their husbands. Uksiv, and the pasuk goes on to say, he kesi aschem bashidathon of a yerakon of harbos gagosechem the karmechem uteinechem zeisechem yochal hagazam. Uksiv yasar gazam achala arbe yasar arbe achel yalek yasar yalek achal chasil. That all these types of pests are going to come and eat away everything that they have. Uksiv, and when there's famine, it says vayigzal yimin v'ra'iv yochal smol v'losavei ish b'sar zra'o yochelu. It's going to get so bad, people are going to eat the flesh of their arms. Al tikri b'sar zra'o, but don't read it as the flesh of their arms, but rather el b'sar zaro, the flesh of their children. That's how terrible things are going to get in times of famine. Okay, so we're going to stop there, and we'll continue along this line of discussion about the averus that cause terrible things to happen. That is Hashem, next time on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph.